Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. With those words, St. Paul begins his first letter to the church in Corinth. These inspired words were written to address divisions within the church, problems which result from sin, selfishness, and man's inability to turn to God and to trust in his promises. Issues in the early church that were causing conflict within the fellowship of believers that all too often stood between Christ's cross and the congregation. How do you handle conflict and your own insecurities? What do you do if you don't get your way? From the beginning of creation, Satan has used man's ego to create conflict as he attempts to divide and conquer us. From his first encounter with man in the garden, the serpent set out to challenge man against woman, and both against their creator. Did God actually say, "You shall not eat of any tree in the garden"? The serpent asked the woman. "Surely you shall not die." The old evil foe said, "Surely God knows that when you eat, your eyes will be opened and you will be like him." And we all know what happened next. And what about Adam? How did he handle the conflict? Like many of us. But the woman, he said, "She made me do it." Friends, today is the commemoration of St. Basil the Great of Caesarea. His brother, St. Gregory, and their counterpart, the other Gregory. The three lights of the Church of Cappadocia. Men whose lives were committed to shepherding the early church through conflict and heresy at the time of the Council of Nicaea. What these men shared, just like many of you gathered here today, was an unquenchable desire to proclaim the truth. The truth concerning God the Father. The truth concerning Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. The truth concerning the Holy Spirit. These men, like St. Paul and many others, were committed to live their lives and preaching and teaching the truth. They knew they were sent by Christ to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent words, lest the cross be emptied of its power. The truth of the incarnation, the truth of the crucifixion, the truth of the resurrection, issues of faith that leave us no wiggle room when it comes to God's love, undeniable facts which we confess day in and day out, doctrinal truths about who the triune God is and what he has done for us, yes, what he has done in spite of us. I believe in one God, we confess, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. Think about that for a moment. All things visible and invisible. I can't even begin to articulate what that means. Truly a mystery of our faith. One Lord Jesus Christ, begotten and not made. How appropriate we confess those words as we stand in the shadows of the celebration of our Lord's holy nativity. One substance with the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who for the salvation of us poor sinners came down from heaven and was incarnate in the flesh. He was both man and fully divine, being of one substance with his Father. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, he was conceived and born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The truth that as a man he was crucified on a Roman cross. The final, complete, atoning sacrifice for the sins of this world. Your sins and mine. The big ones and the little ones. Yes, even those sins that you thought you have kept hidden beyond the statute of limitations. Even those that you are too embarrassed to admit you are capable of committing. Think about that for a moment. If Christ wasn't truly God and truly man, the atonement would be incomplete. A just God would not be satisfied, and your sins of a lifetime would haunt you for all of eternity. Like St. Paul, our church fathers refused to compromise these truths, even as they too sought harmony within the fellowship, but never, ever by sugarcoating the truth. Future pastors, deaconess students, and fellow churchmen, we must never compromise the truth, even for the sake of unity. And the truth is this: we are all sinners. Every last one of us has fallen short of the glory of God. None of us, left to our own sinful nature, will ever by our own works have the righteousness to stand in the presence of a just and almighty God. Had our Lord not been crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and raised again on the third day by the power of his Father, our faith would be flawed, and the grave would still sting. But he did. And because he did, you can rest secure knowing that the ransom has been paid and the truth has set you free. Yes, because our Lord is alive today and sitting at the right hand of his Father, you can rest secure in the knowledge that when he comes again, and he shall, in all of his glory to judge both the quick and the dead, the verdict for you shall be not guilty. And because of his commitment to your salvation, on that day when you shall see him face to face, you will hear these words: come, receive the crown of everlasting life. Come and enter the kingdom that has been prepared for you. Now let me try and tie this all together. The message for today, the commemoration of the Cappadocian Fathers, is never compromise the truth, because, as the inspired words of St. Paul have warned, the time is coming. Maybe it is here already, when people will not endure sound teaching, but will, because their ears are itching, accumulate for themselves teachers and preachers who will tell them what they want to hear, falsehoods that will suit or fuel their own passions. They will turn from the gospel and wander off into myths, like a lifetime pursuit of their purpose, or a never-ending search for wealth and success. So I urge you, my friends, for the sake of Christ's suffering and death, stand ready in season and out of season to preach the word with all of its truth and power. Be sober-minded. Be ready to endure suffering as you go forth and do the work that God has called you to do. And as you do, never forget those who have gone before you in the faith. Strong, dedicated saints like Gregory, and Basil, the three lights of the early church who stood firm in the truth even as they faced death. I close with St. Basil's words, his response to those who were sent to silence him. We pose nothing, he said. We possess nothing, he said. We cannot be robbed of anything, and exile is impossible. Since everywhere on God's earth we are at home, torments cannot affect me, for I have no body and death is welcome, for it will bring me more quickly to God. To a great extent, he said, I am already dead. For a long time I have been hastening the grave. Dear friends, echoing the words of St. Paul, I say to you, brothers and sisters, today, go in peace, stand firm and proclaim the truth, and again, like I have proven today, not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power, but the truth that Jesus Christ is God, that he was crucified in his flesh for the sins of this world, and the truth that on the third day he was raised from the dead, and he has broken the stronghold of your grave. In Jesus' name, amen.